Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ken Fallon, and I'm here at Odd Camp 11, standing outside in the cafe, people, on a Sunday, and I'm here with Philip and Becky, who you might know as, what's your handle?
Cornomino.
Bobo Bex.
And you might know them who play online as the inventors of Crunchbang Linux. Would that be correct?
Yes.
So, take us back. Take us back to the start when you decided one morning that you wanted to develop a Linux distro.
Wow. See, this is where I fail. I'm rubbish at speaking about these things.
Yeah, well, I learned everything else.
Okay. Well, I got out of bed. I had some breakfast. I don't know. No,
what prompted it? Okay, let's go back further. When did you get into Linux? When was your first computer?
My first computer?
Yeah,
well, okay, that was probably a Commodore 16 or a Commodore. Yeah, Commodore 16.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I progressed from that to Commodore 64. Then I didn't use computers. I didn't touch computers at all, really, all through school or college. But when I came out of college, I got interested in computing and purchased a PC from a high street retailer down the high street. It was a very early 486 DX2, maybe, something like that, if I remember right. So it probably had about a meg of RAM in it. And I bought that for playing X-Wing, which was a brilliant game. X-Wing and then TIE Fighter, big Star Wars fan. And then progressed from playing games, which I don't play games at all anymore, unfortunately, to just dabbling with a bit of web design stuff. That was very early. That was on Windows. And then I picked up a job doing web design professionally. And found that I was using Linux more and more on the server, and I think it was just a natural progression going from the server to the desktop. So, and now I just use Linux full time. So,
okay, and I kind of know the story about behind Crunchbang. So you're scratching your own itch, or was it some other need that you wanted to do your own distro?
Yeah, no, very much scratching my own itch. It's at the time I was using Ubuntu, but with OpenBox instead of the default GNOME installation. And I've got a fair number of computers, probably like a lot of geeks and stuff, so I decided it might be fun just to try and build an ISO image so that I could put Crunchbang, or wasn't even named Crunchbang then. It was just so I could put the same setup on all my systems, really quite easily. So, that's how it started.
And was it your personal preference? Had you gone through GNOME? Had you gone through KDE? What made you select the Window Manager? Can you tell everybody what what Crunchbang is essentially?
Well, Crunchbang is just a rip-off of it was a rip-off of Ubuntu, but just with OpenBox as a window manager on top, and then OpenBox or XFCE. So I'm not. Well, at the moment I'm preferring XFCE, so but it was just set up a lot differently to the default Ubuntu distribution at the time. So whereas Ubuntu would ship with quite a lot of pre-installed software, the idea behind Crunchbang that it would maybe not have as much software on it, and you could just select what you wanted after you'd done the install. So
yeah, I like the. I'm running it at home, obviously.
Obviously,
and at work, it's cool. One big terminal window. Where'd you get all the artwork and design from?
Most of the art. Well, a lot of the artwork is contributed through the community, through the forums and stuff like that. So, the actual artwork that it ships with, I don't think you really call it artwork, could you?
Yes.
Right. What are we talking about? Like the wallpapers?
Yeah, wallpapers, the look and feel, how the windows are all tiled, the black, the white, the hash sign. Where did the Crunchbang come from, by the way?
Ah, well, the Crunchbang, it's It's a again a bit of a rip-off of the Shebang. Obviously, we've well, Crunchbang was the name that I chose for my personal domain for my blog and stuff, and didn't really have a name to call, you know, a Linux distribution, if you can call it that. So it just became Crunchbang, you know, Linux.
Sorry, so how many developers are working on Crunchbang at any given time?
Well, you've got all the Debian developers at the moment, as it's now based on Debian. So thank you to all the Debian developers. And me. Oh, and, well, it's not really, we don't really have any shared repositories or anything that people can, you know, contribute to, but the main idea behind Crunchbang is somebody will run it, and then if they want to contribute a script or something like, you know, a menu item or something, they can just include it, you know, they can post it on the forums and it'll get included. I think we've got there's a chap called John Raff on the forums who's contributed a pipe menu for OpenBox, so that that'll navigate your file system just through the OpenBox menu. So that's stuff like that. You can post it in a forum post because it's, you know, it's just a script basically, and you know, if people like it and vote it up, then it'll get included.
Okay, fantastic. I think you're kind of unique as a small distro to have a dedicated community manager. So I'll talk to the community manager here. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Can you tell me how you got involved in the project?
I married the lead developer.
I think that's really showing your commitment to the open source philosophy.
Yes, definitely. No, I do everything to support Philip and, you know, and the project. Like I say, community manager, I go onto the forums, moderate the forums. We've got an excellent forum community. It's like when you... It's when you said about who are the developers, and Philip quite rightly has said, you know, the Debian developers, but equally the community, they contribute even with just the ideas, you know, as in what packages the next release should ship with. They will give us ideas.
I think in the greater podcasting community, they Crunchbang forums are well known for the friendliness and the speed of reply to any of the posts. How much time a week do you dedicate to Crunchbang?
For me, daily. I go on there every evening, you know, checking for welcomes, introductions, you know, just general housekeeping around the site and that. And same for you, really, isn't it? It's with us daily.
Yeah, I'm not dedicating as much time as I should do at the moment, so I apologise to everybody.
Okay, that's cool. Anything else you want to add? What's coming in the future? What's coming down the pike?
Well, at the moment I'm working on the current release, stable release, called Statler. That's based on Debian Squeeze. I've been working on a point release. It's probably, I might upset a few people because it'd probably be only XFCE. Mainly because, you know, I've got
exclusive.
That's quite exclusive, I suppose. I don't think I've told anybody. So mainly because I don't want to get lynched. But the the thing is, OpenBox remains the most popular of the two versions because we have an OpenBox and an XFCE version. But the problem is, I mean, I've not used. You keep pushing that microphone closer, and I keep moving away. I've not used OpenBox consecutively. Well, not used it really properly for maybe 6 months to a year. I've been using. I'm actually. Don't tell anybody this.
Oh no, your secret's safe with us.
Well, my works machine at the moment is running Ubuntu Natty and Unity because I installed it just to, you know, have a look, see what they're doing. I quite liked it, and it's stayed on there, but. I mean, I've had enough of it now, and I'm moving back to, I've installed Statler with the XFCE version, and I'm actually working on putting out a point release, which is going to tidy that up and just include hopefully some nice little features that were missing in the XFCE version, which were previously in the OpenBox version. So.
Okay, I guess this is such a personal project to you. What do you do if you decide, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, I'm tired of this? Do you feel like this is becoming a ball and chain around your restricting your use of other software?
No, not so much a ball and chain. I mean, the thing is, I'm going to use it anyway. So, but I do find that I work quite intensively for say 6 months, and then I'll take a break. So, you know, just to try and avoid, well, burnout, I suppose you'd call it.
Yeah, cool. Anything else?
No, that's fine.
Listen, thanks very much for the interview, and thanks.
So, big shout out to OMS and Anonymous and all the other forum moderators and stuff on the forums. You guys are great, and you know the forums really wouldn't exist without them, would they?
No, that's a huge thank you from me as well to the guys.
Fantastic, and a thank you from me.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.